Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So you sent over some really interesting materials this time, all focused on artificial intelligence and its role in aviation safety. It seems like it's changing fast.
It really is. We've got insights from the NBAA, right? Yeah. National Business Aviation Association.
Yep, them. And also Airports Council International North America.
ACINA, yeah.
Oh.
And that other document, too, the one focusing specifically on AI preventing accidents.
The Can They Revolutionize Aviation Safety Prevent Kaijo Tuominen paper. Quite compelling.
Exactly. That one adds a really interesting layer, especially around procedures.
Okay, so our mission for this deep dive. Let's try and pull out the key info. Where is AI now in aviation safety and, you know, where's it headed?
Sounds good. We want to synthesize these different views, the industry insiders, the airport operators, that specific analysis.
And give folks a clear picture without getting totally bogged down. You want the knowledge, quick but thorough.
Let's do it. What jumps out right away is this mix, you know, real excitement, but also a healthy dose of caution.
Definitely. Like in that NBAA piece, Greg Jarrett from Stack.Aero, he basically says AI in aviation is experimental for the next couple of years.
Right. It's not like you can just, you know, plug it in everywhere tomorrow.
Exactly. It's not mature tech yet for this kind of critical application. So it's not just that AI is being looked at, but how and why. It needs to solve actual safety problems, not just be tech for tech's sake.
That's a really key takeaway. And Mike Ott from Phoenix Air Group, his analogy stuck with me.
The hammer looking for nails.
Yeah, that one. They have a hammer and they're looking for nails. It perfectly captures that feeling of having this powerful tool.
But needing to figure out the best places to actually use it effectively for safety.
Precisely.
And then there's Jeff Middleman from the NBA Safety Committee. He points out something interesting.
What's that?
That there isn't even a single clear definition of AI everyone agrees on in aviation.
Huh.
Yeah, he says sometimes things we've been doing for ages like flight operations quality assurance, FOQA analysis.
Right, standard data analysis.
Exactly. Now it's sometimes getting labeled AI. He seems to think the real game changer will be machine learning specifically.
Which makes sense. The learning from data part, finding patterns we might miss.
That seems to be the core of it. Identifying patterns in just mountains of data. That's where the potential lies, especially for things like predictive maintenance.
Absolutely. And it's interesting how the sources kind of implicitly differentiate between broad AI hype and these very specific valuable applications like machine learning. Middleman's point really highlights that need for clarity.
So where is it making a difference already? Rob Mather from IFS, he's quite definite. He says AI absolutely has a place today.
Okay, like where?
Well, he gives the Rolls-Royce example. They're using AI, apparently fed by IFS data, for what they call true lifing engine parts. So the AI automatically adjusts the maintenance schedule based on how the engine is actually being used.
Ah, so it's dynamic, not just based on fixed hours or cycles.
Exactly. Real-world data, constantly updating predictions. That means less unnecessary downtime, potentially longer life for parts. It's tangible.
That is a concrete benefit. And it ties into what Mike Ott and others were saying, too, about revolutionizing flight data analysis.
How so?
Well, the sheer volume of data from flight data monitoring is huge, right? AI can sift through that in ways humans just can't.
Looking for what? Problems.
Not just problems. That's the exciting part. It's about understanding the subtle differences between flights that went perfectly fine and those that had issues or even near misses.
So learning from successes, too, not just failures.
Exactly. Looking closely at what goes right, identifying those successful strategies or techniques, and figuring out how to replicate them. That's a big shift.
That is a powerful idea. Okay, then there's the MIT Air Guardian project you mentioned, a virtual co-pilot.
Yeah, sounds pretty sci-fi, doesn't it?
It really does. How does that work? Is it like talking to the pilot?
Not exactly talking, more observing. It uses eye tracking technology.
Okay.
And these things called saliency maps. Basically, it figures out where the pilot is focusing their attention.
Huh. So it knows what they're looking at or maybe not looking at.
Precisely. The idea is to spot early signs of trouble, maybe fatigue, distraction, cognitive overload.
And then warn them.
Yeah, provide some kind of timely alert. It's about blending that human intuition pilots have with the, you know, tireless vigilance of a machine, an extra layer of safety.
Fascinating. And AI isn't just for the cockpit, right? The sources mentioned maintenance on the ground, too.
Oh, absolutely. Both the NBAA article and that other briefing, AI for Enhanced Aviation Safety, they both hit on this.
What's the angle there? Predictive stuff again?
Partly, yeah. Strengthening predictive maintenance, definitely. Yeah. but also tackling human factors in maintenance.
Or like?
Distraction, fatigue, stress, even complacency among maintenance crews. AI could potentially help monitor workflows or flag deviations that might indicate a higher risk.
So another layer of oversight almost.
Kind of. But Greg Jarrett made that point again. It's likely to assist human monitoring, not replace it. It's a tool for the technicians and safety managers.
That seems to be a consistent theme, augmentation, not replacement.
A really crucial one for acceptance, I think. And they also mentioned optimizing when and where maintenance happens. Not just predicting a need, but finding the most efficient time and place to do the work.
Logistical improvements too, then. Okay, let's widen the lens. What about the airports themselves? ACINA seems pretty bullish.
They really are. Their perspective is broad. They talk about AI and ML, machine learning, revolutionizing airports. Big statement.
Revolutionizing how? What areas?
Pretty much everything, it seems. Optimizing flight schedules, improving air traffic management, gate allocation.
Making things run smoother, basically.
Smoother, more efficient, and safer. Safety is key, of course. They see huge potential for enhancing SMS, the safety management systems.
How would AI help with SMS?
By digging into incident reports, operational data, all sorts of inputs, and predicting potential safety risks before they lead to something serious. Proactive risk identification.
That sounds incredibly valuable. They also mentioned the drivers behind this push, right?
Yeah, the core enablers, basically.
Yeah.
We can collect and store way more data now.
Mm-hmm.
We have the sheer computing power needed to process it.
Right.
And the algorithms themselves are getting much more powerful and sophisticated. It's kind of a perfect storm technologically.
All the pieces falling into place.
Pretty much. And ACINA sees benefits across the board. Maintenance, as we said, safety risk analysis, operations, even revenue management, plus flight ops like route optimization, fuel saving. It's comprehensive.
Okay, now let's bring in that other document more directly, the Kaizo to Women in Peace. It had a specific angle on accident prevention, didn't it?
It did, and it connects really well with what we've been discussing, but adds this critical focus on standard operating procedures, SOPs.
Ah, right. Procedures, the bedrock of aviation safety.
Exactly. So the paper agrees AI has huge promise in predictive maintenance, flight optimization, ATC, safe. That's the idea. The paper talks about an AI-SOP symbiosis. AI provides the early warnings, the real-time data analysis, complementing the SOPs.
But it also warns about being too rigid with SOPs.
Exactly. Sticking to a procedure inflexibly, without understanding the why or considering the unique circumstances, could actually be detrimental sometimes. Context matters.
Which brings us back to the human element.
Absolutely. This idea of human-AI collaboration is central. Pilots need to understand what the AI is telling them, why it's making a recommendation.
And critically, have the training and authority to adapt, even deviate from an SOP, if the AI insight plus their own judgment indicates it's necessary.
Right. It's not about blindly following the machine or the procedure book. It's about informed decision making. The paper also suggests AI could spot subtle deviation patterns across many flights, enabling proactive safety steps.
That raises a tough question, though. The paper mentions Swiss Air 111.
Yeah, the fire scenario.
Yeah.
Where arguably following the checklist procedures for smoke might have delayed the decision to make an immediate emergency landing.
A decision that might have saved the plane if made sooner.
It's impossible to know for sure, but it poses the question. Could AI, analyzing the situation rapidly, have recommended a more decisive, non-standard action sooner.
Contrasted with U.S. Airways 1549, the Hudson landing.
Right. Captain Sullenberger made a decisive, non-standard choice based on his assessment of the situation. Perhaps a future AI could support that kind of judgment call in critical moments.
It really highlights the complexity, doesn't it? That balance between procedure, intuition, and potentially AI support.
It does. And looking ahead, all the sources kind of circle back to a few key things for AI adoption.
Like what? Testing?
Rigorous testing, absolutely. But also, as Rob Mather stressed, explainability. We need to be able to understand how the AI reaches its conclusions.
No black boxes in the cockpit, essentially.
Not for critical functions, no. Trust requires transparency.
Makes sense. So the future isn't AI or humans, but AI and humans.
That seems to be the consensus. Finding that right balance, integrating AI's strengths with human expertise and judgment.
And the FAA is working on this. You mentioned ASIAS.
Yeah, Jeff Mittelman brought that up. The FAA's Aviation Safety Information Analysis and Sharing Collaborative. They're already exploring advanced data processing, including AI techniques, on the huge safety data sets they manage.
So the work is definitely ongoing at a high level.
For sure.
Yeah.
But there are practical hurdles, too. Greg Jarrett mentioned infrastructure.
Right, computing power, data storage.
And data security, especially with things like large language models, LLMs, protecting sensitive flight data, proprietary info. That's a huge concern.
Can't just upload everything to the cloud without thinking it through.
Not in aviation, though.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Bringing all these threads together, what's the big picture?
Well, it's clear AI has, just enormous potential to make flying safer. Across the board, maintenance, pilot assistance, air traffic, airport ops. But, and this is a significant but, we're still very much in an experimental learning phase for many applications.
Yeah, the hammer is still looking for all the right nails.
Exactly. And we need to solve those practical issues: infrastructure, data security, explainability. Crucially, everyone seems to agree AI is a tool.
A tool to augment human capabilities, not replace them.
Right. Especially when it comes to complex decision-making and established procedures like SOPs. That too almond and paper really drove that home.
Finding the balance between the tech, the procedures, and human judgment seems key. Flexibility is needed.
Absolutely. Effective integration means combining AI's power with human insight and the ability to adapt when things get critical.
So maybe a final thought for our listeners to chew on.
Okay.
Considering those examples, Air France 447, Swissair 111, US Airways 1549, how do we actually envision AI working best in those split-second high-stakes
Oh,
moments?
good question.
Not just in aviation, maybe other fields too. What are the really critical factors that will make AI a truly vigilant, helpful co-pilot rather than, another complication?
It's the multi-billion dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How to get that integration just right.
Definitely something to ponder. If this deep dive got you thinking, we absolutely encourage you to check out the source materials themselves.
Yeah, lots more detail there.
Thanks for joining us for this exploration.